Hi, everybody. My name is Chris.
Oh, my name's Brittany. I just thought you would be like, welcome to the vibe check. You went in like, I'm Chris.
Oh, well, shit. I thought that's how we did it. Okay, well, anyway, no more fucking introductions. It doesn't matter. You know where you're at. This is where we are. Y'all know exactly where we are. This is the vibe check.
Is that how we're opening?
Yeah, that's exactly how we're opening. Because we're two fucking bosses. That's why.
We are bossed
up. Yeah, bossed up.
Well, yeah, welcome to the vibe check. Why did we pick the name? Let's start with that. What? Why are we vibing?
We're vibing because that's what the mood is in 2021. 2020 was such trash. And you know what? It's a place where you can just come and listen to us talk about just random different things and topics and concerns and pretty much just keep level-headed spirits. There's a lot going on, and Vibe Check just seemed like the perfect kind of name for right now.
Yeah, I think so. I like it because we only support good vibes here, and we need some good vibes in our life, so...
For sure, and we have the energy for that. Me and you, I think we're pretty good at entertaining and carry good conversations, so...
I think so. So, let me think. I guess to start it off, we can kind of introduce ourselves. This is the hardest part. So, I'm Brittany. I'm 28. I almost had to think about that.
Yeah.
My favorite color is blue or pink, but I like black the most. I had a whole rant about this like two other times because this is our third time recording.
It just makes it seem so psychotic to just repeat it.
It does a little bit. I'm like, wow, I already talked about this on my other two shows, but then I'm like, didn't post. So, all right, Chris, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Chris. I am 26. I am a plant daddy. I got a lot of plants in my house, and I love it.
Oh, my gosh. Speaking of plant daddies, I have to tell you something so funny.
Go for it.
So there's this little flower place that like I pass all the time to get to work. And on their billboard, they were like, pollen. When flowers can't keep it in their plants.
Is that are they located in Clarksville or is that like a...
Yeah, they're located in Clarksville. They're like on University Street, something like that. For those that don't live in Clarksville, I apologize. It's just a cute little plant place. I don't really fucks with plants.
You should. They're really good. Like, I never thought that I was going to get into plants, and I really surprised myself. Like, Brittany, if you just see my house, like, since the last time you've been here, I definitely have over 30 plants, like, in my house.
Oh, gosh. 30 plants?
Yeah, solid. Like,
that's a lot of plants!
Fuck you mean? It's perfect. I have so much ivy everywhere, and ivy. I love that. Yeah, ivy.
Like poison ivy?
No, what the fuck? Why? No, never. It's it's devil's ivy. Well, that's my biggest.
The devil's lettuce?
No, not the devil's lettuce. This is a Christian podcast. You need to chill the fuck out. Yeah. Not going there. Not going to do this.
But
plants are like really cool, and surprisingly, just a little bit of research, the most number one cause of death for plants is definitely overwatering. And I didn't realize how sensitive plants really are to that. And all it takes is just a water schedule and some good lighting, and you are definitely set.
A water schedule.
Yep, I'm on a fucking water schedule. You should see my Google Calendar on my phone, like.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I've never been this busy in my life.
My cats would eat all my plants.
Oh man, that's why I don't want to get a cat right now. And Brandon's really pushing for one. I'm worried about it dying. Because I have a lot of plants that are very toxic to cats. Well, animals in general, if they were to like eat them apparently.
Yeah, it kind of sucks because I like the like essential oils like in the diffuser, and some of those can be harmful to cats.
Ooh, that sucks. Animals have really sensitive noses.
Yeah, but let me tell you, onions are supposed to kill dogs, and my dogs have eaten a few onions and it scared me so bad, and they've been fine.
Well, how did they get a hold of these onions?
Because they can't keep their mouth shut when they find something on the ground. Don't be trying to blame it on me. Don't be twisting me.
No, I was going to say, I mean, you might just change on your nose one day, and you know.
Well, they also, you know how, like, you can get some, like, chives kind of, like, that grow in your yard, like, with weeds?
I don't.
Like, I think.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I know what you're talking about. I had to think about it.
Yeah, I think they've gotten into those, too, in the yard, but I don't think those are as toxic. Oh, but, like, my dog Max actually got into, like, a large size of onion rings from Sonic that were left on the table.
How'd that work out?
He was completely fine. Didn't even have diarrhea. I was almost mad that he didn't have a stomach ache because I'm like, you just ate me. And I was freaking out. I thought he was going to die.
Oh, man.
I was like, I was like watching him. Like, I was like, he's probably going to puke or like poop everywhere. And he didn't. And I was like, I don't know, maybe because they were like breaded and like cooked. I don't know. I've just heard that onions are like toxic for dogs. Yeah, kind of crazy. So I don't know. I want to grow like basil leaf, like the holy basil leaf, because I can make teas out of that, or like aloe or something. I want to like plant like useful plants that benefit me aside from giving me oxygen.
Something that you can eat.
Yeah. Or put on my skin.
Or potentially smoke. Just kidding. This is a Christian podcast.
This is a Christian podcast.
Yes. Yes. Christian, very Republican.
That's the opposite of this.
Excuse me?
Excuse me?
I'm thinking about how I'm going to die 1,000 times when I have to jump back here on Borderlands.
Why are you going to die on Borderlands?
Because I've gotten to the part where I've unlocked the mayhem modes, and as useful as they are, they're very toxic. So I got to deal with that.
What Borderlands are you playing?
Borderlands 3.
Yeah, I still have my Borderlands 3 in the plastic.
You need to open that.
I can't get over Animal Crossing. It's a lifetime game. I'll never be done. So I will never have time for Borderlands, which came out like a year before Animal Crossing.
It never be Animal Crossing?
No, because it's forever.
It's forever.
Animal Crossing is forever. Did you not know?
No, I didn't. I thought there was like certain challenges and like a story or some shit. And once you got to like a certain part, it was just like, yay, you're well known. Here you are in Animal World.
live there for the rest of your life. You literally just live.
You just live. Do they have clubs there?
Huh?
Do they have clubs there? Can you party?
No.
No?
No, you can't really party.
Does it have fast cars?
No. I mean, actually, yeah, we can party because you can party on the events, like the first day of the year, New Year's, and your birthday, you can go to a party, and the villagers, they all have birthday parties, and you can go to their birthday party, so actually, yeah, you can go partying, just not clubbing.
I don't know. Clubbing, partying, I don't know.
They have a sea boat.
You have a sea boat. You can go on the water.
Yeah, you can actually swim in the ocean.
Oh, now that's exciting.
Yeah, yeah. You can swim in the ocean. You can dive down for like things, critters and stuff, and you can sell them or give them to the museum. And I usually go swimming so I can get the mermaid furniture. But I've been on the pumpkin game in Animal Crossing, so I've just been watering my pumpkins every day. So that way, you know, you get 3 pumpkins, and then that's a lot of dough. When you turn them in, it's a lot. So for anybody playing Animal Crossing, get on that pumpkin game. It'll bring in the bells.
Probably stream it. You should
I want to get into streaming. I just need a PC.
Man, building a PC. I hate people that are so like, oh, it's so easy. And I don't know, I'm probably just really lazy about the wording and shit, because I'm pretty good with technical shit, honestly. But when it comes to building a PC, I don't know, I get really overwhelmed with just all the little metal parts, I guess. Like, it kind of kind of like worries me. Like, I don't know what I should touch and what I shouldn't touch. And then not only that, just understanding like what actually would like get it to where it perfectly runs and, like, not overheat and cause stupid shit. Because, you know, you can't have, like, something, like, one certain part of it, I guess, like, top tier, like, product, and then, like, the rest of it cheap, I guess. Like, that wouldn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah. I would just probably try to get one that's already built, that's kind of up to date.
For, yeah, definitely. That's,
I don't want to, like, I would want, like, it would be cool to build a PC, but I don't have all the knowledge to be comfortable, I guess, to do it, like, first try.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, I'm just gonna have to spend the money on a new one just so I know it works and then learn it as I go, I guess.
Plus, if you get one that you can actually get parts that you can upgrade them with. Oh my god, why can't I talk, like, figure out words right now?
Yeah, I want it to be, like, colorful too, you know, where they be having them light.
Oh, those chroma colors and shit.
Yeah, have it all over the place, be super vibing. I live my life like a vampire. I don't even use natural light unless I, well, natural light's cool, but, like, I don't like to use, like, the regular lights often. I like to kind of keep it dark and chill.
I feel you. Even in my house. I got all these Christmas lights around the ceiling because there's no actual, like, main light throughout the house.
Yeah, and they're chill. Like, yeah. I just love it. Like, when I see people with, like, Christmas lights up or just, like, any kind of, like, little ambient lighting or whatever, however you say it, ambient, whatever, I just think it's very nice. Like, a little lamp in the corner, a little LED strip, like, TV lights, whatever they got, like, it's a mood.
You know what's up.
I do. I'm like, all right, we vibing. We good. I love it. Like,
yeah, lighting is cool in general, man. Like, fucking Home Depot has some really good, like, lighting fixtures I've seen.
Yeah, I want to get new lights. If I was rich, I would just, like, renovate my house and make it look like a, like, goth slash Barbie dollhouse. If you could even imagine.
Trying to,
like, it would be like Victoria's Secret, like, but, like, spooky too. I don't know, like, I want, like, a pink and black house, maybe a few gray areas, a whole bunch of, like crown molding and stuff, but I don't want it white. Like, I'd probably want it black, a bunch of sick lights to light it up, because I know it's gonna be dark if a lot of it's black, but I'll have a bunch of cool lights, and then just spooky things, but, like, really cute things too, because I love spooky stuff, but I like really cute stuff too. I want best of both worlds.
I feel you on that. Have you seen all black houses before? Like, jet black painted houses in person?
Not, like, in person, no.
They're pretty crazy. I almost wonder if in the summer, if they're just almost unbearable. Like, you've got to have your AC running a lot, or they've got to have really good insulation.
You think so?
Hopefully, because, I mean, that whole house is, like, all black. Like, when I used to be a delivery driver, the houses I used to deliver to, like, out in Hermitage and Mount Juliet and shit, especially, like, the freshly built ones, like, there, you come across some, like, all black houses. No idea why people are going to that, but, like I said, that, like, it gives me that idea of it must be either bearable or hopefully it's not unbearable, because fuck.
The outside.
Huh?
You're saying, like, the outside.
Yeah, the outside is, like, jet black. Like, the shutters, the roof, the fucking... Sometimes, I've seen, like, an all-black house with, like, a red door. I've seen that twice.
Well, red doors are supposed to symbolize, like, good luck.
Do they?
Yeah, like, it's supposed to be, like, good luck, or, like, it's just, like, a good thing, like, or lucky or something. I don't know. Well, yeah, it's the same thing as good luck. I don't... Yeah, they're just supposed to be, like, they're supposed to symbolize that, so a lot of people have red doors.
Okay.
Yeah. And red, but my house is kind of bluey, so I'm like, I could not be out here with a red door. I would have to change my shutters. Or, like, I would just, maybe I should just paint my whole house black.
Go for it, it's your shit.
It would look so weird. I'd be the only black house on the block.
You would. I don't know if that would make you look suspicious or what, but
they're gonna be like, what's going on at that black house over there? Why is it that color? It used to be like, I don't even know what color it is now. Like, a tan gray.
I'm going to say it like a gray.
Like a natural color. It's so funny. I don't know. I think they look cool, though. And I like the ones that have, like, that are, like, all black, but have, like, white accent.
Those, I think, cool. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I'm just, like, imagining really cool houses in my head that are all black now. I've seen a bunch on, like, because I follow a lot of, like, spooky pages. So I see a lot on those. and they look really cool. But there's not a lot of houses that look like that in town, so.
Well, Clarksville is definitely full of new houses. Don't fucking move there.
Yeah.
Don't.
Yeah, don't move here. It's not worth it.
Nope, that's why I had to get the fuck out. Traffic was just getting way too out of hand.
Yeah, but like, it's crazy because in like big cities, like people are used to like making long commutes to work, like in a like short distance because of the traffic. But I'm like, I'm not even in a cool big city to be like, ooh,
traffic. Thank you. It's like Clarksville is so weird. It is so weird. Like, it's not, it's almost unbearable because you're so used to, like, say, like, back in when we were in school, like, simple routes, like, 15 minutes now are now taking damn near an hour.
For real, driving back in the day was great. Like, I was out here reckless, and now you can't be like that because you have to watch out for everybody else.
Literally, there's a lot of, man, you'll get lost in the neighborhood before you get lost, like, on main roads in Clarksville.
Yeah. Yeah, driving just in general is crazy. Like, I don't know if people really think about it, but I'm like, sometimes I go through hell just to get to work. And I'm just like, people just be driving, and, like, things happen on the road, but then usually you just, you know, go about your day. Like, it just is what it is. Like, everyone just goes about their day. Acting like nothing happened on the streets. And I'm like, you guys don't remember the drive you had here? Like, you can never tell in person if that person was, like, a bad driver or not. Like, I often wonder. And then, like, it's been getting really bad, like, at, like, Walmart. It's like, I almost feel like I'm going to crash into somebody sometimes. Because the other day, like, this girl was getting really close to my cart. And I'm like, oh my gosh, we're about to have, like, a head-on collision if she does not chill. I just don't know as people. They can't drive carts. They can't drive cars. It's just frustrating.
Shit, I'm sorry I sound so damn tired. Like, today has been a drag. Yesterday was really bad.
Yeah.
Yesterday was so bad. My car broke down in the rain. That was not, that wasn't it.
Yeah, not in the rain is even worse.
Yeah, I don't know, I think my car's been having trouble, like, holding charge, and I went to go get it to go get charged, but it's weird because I just got that battery, I'd probably say a couple months ago, it hasn't even been a year. And I don't know why it's having power problems. Like, we just changed the headlight in my car as well, and that same bulb is out, like, after a couple weeks.
Wow. So,
yeah, I don't know what's going on with my car, like, electrical wise.
Did you touch the bulb with your fingers?
What do you mean?
Did you touch the actual light bulb, like, with your fingers without gloves?
I don't know. I'd have to ask Brandon, because he's the one that did it for me.
Okay.
But yeah, that affect that?
I've heard that, like, the oils in your hand can affect the light bulbs and make them not perform right, and can sometimes, like, have them blow out quicker. And I don't know if that's true or not, but I've had people tell me about it, specifically with, like, little lights that you buy for your car. So I try to wear gloves when I put it in, because I'm just like, I don't know if that's true, but I've heard it's true, so I don't know. I don't know if that could be the issue, too. It's still kind of concerning, because only 3 weeks. I don't know if it would affect it, you know, like that.
I was going to say, shit, finger oil is something else then.
For real, like, that's what gets me is, like, you don't realize how dirty, like, your hands can be. And I'm like, they don't feel dirty, but they're so nasty.
Man, with this whole pandemic shit going on, I've definitely been washing my hands.
Yeah.
I wash my hands a lot more in 2020 than I have. I was saying, I don't always wash my hands, but, like, say simple shit. Like, if I go check the mail, or, like, take out the trash, or even just go to my car. Like, yeah. It can be even, like, that short of a route, like, outside. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I will run and go wash my hands immediately, just because.
I mean, you can never be too safe.
Of course not. You cannot be too safe.
Well, I guess on that note, since it's hitting that time, we can take a quick break.
All right, so we are back from that beautiful break.
That beautiful, beautiful break. If it was, if you heard our ad, I apologize for the dullness for now. We will fix that.
Yeah, they're going to get better. And also apologies if we sound a little tired. It is late, so.
It is kind of late. But as we said, this is our third time recording this episode, so, you know.
Yes,
we had to make time.
The vibe will be better.
The vibe will be better. Give us some time. Grow with us. Stay with us. I know we're random, but I mean, you know, we just vibing. That's what we do here. We vibe.
Different shit. Like, I'm just trying to like cling on to something.
Well, let's talk about our interests. Things our we interests. Like to do. Yeah.
Perfect. You said you like to paint?
Yeah, I like to paint. I've been dabbling in some painting. I've done some paint classes. I actually did a really cool paint class in St. Augustine, Florida with my sister. We went to this place called the Winey Wench. And if you're over 21, you get free wine samples like every like 15 minutes. Like you get like a tasting and you can order drinks while you're there. They have like frozen wine slushies and you can just paint like, and it was pretty cool. And then here there's like a place called Swirls that I've painted a few times, and you can, it's like BYOB, so you can bring a drink, but I think it's like a $5 charge to bring a bottle. I don't know, I haven't done that, but I've also done like YouTube tutorials. Like I have been doing this lady called the Art Sherpa on YouTube. She's really good, and I've done a lot of paintings from her, and those are a bit difficult. Well, and the Winey Wench one was too, because it was all freehand where they're like showing you kind of how to do it, but like still like having a freehand has been crazy. But I've done a few paintings on my own that have been like my own, like the South Park characters. I did like the four of them, and then I did Chef Gengar, and then I did a Winnie the Pooh recently. Oh, and I did Gurr. I did Gurr from Invader Zim in his dog like outfit.
Oh yeah, I haven't seen your Winnie the Pooh one, but your paintings are really good though. I want your Gengar one. That one's my favorite.
I know, you said you wanted it. It's so cool. And like where it's at with the LED lights, like sometimes it'll like change colors.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, because like just the colors I use, the pink, he's purple and his eyes are fucking red. So it's really sick.
Have you ever worked with like neon paints or like glow in the dark paints?
No, but glow in the dark would be sick. Or like some that'll look good with like black lighting.
Yeah.
That would be cool. I really should. I was meditating the other night, last night actually, because I like, it was probably a good thing we didn't record because I got like so sick. Like my stomach, I ate some pizza and I'm lactose intolerant. I ate too much pizza. So I got kind of sick, but I was like meditating to kind of like chill out. And I was like, I should paint the beach.
And did you?
No, I thought about it, but it was kind of late. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to do that. But then I instead did something else. I don't remember. I think I watched a show. No, I went to sleep. That's what I did. Yeah, I just slept a lot. I think I did get up. I did get up to watch Arrested Development. So, because I like to watch TV too. That's another one of my interests.
So, painting and TV.
Yeah. Yeah, I like to paint. I like TV. I'm trying to think of anything else. But yeah, just an Animal Crossing. But I haven't been playing that a lot. I used to color a lot, but my wrists have been hurting more. So, I don't know. I have been collecting vinyls, though, so that's cool.
Oh, yeah. New hobbies. New interests.
Yeah. What about you? What's your interest?
My interest would probably be, like I mentioned before, plants. Definitely, that's a new thing for me. Never would have thought I'd be here right now. You could never tell me that. Also, gaming. I play my Switch and the PS4. PS4 right now is just Borderlands 3, because I don't have online. But if I was online, I'd definitely be playing like Cold War or, I don't know, some other bullshit.
Yeah.
On my Switch, though, I stay playing Smash. And if anybody wants to see me and want to get these hands, I will beat that ass. I got you on Kirby. I got you on Banjo and Kazooie. And I got you on Pyra and Mithra. And I might have you on motherfucking Mega Man and Pac-Man, depending on the character. Because they nerfed the hell out of projectile characters. And I don't know, man. It's just not the same for me. Like I do not have fun. I don't know. They haven't done anything. But
yeah.
Aside from that, let me see. Plants, gaming. I'm trying to get back into photography. I used to do a lot of photography growing up. I taught myself photography since I was like 7 years old, I'd say. Self-taught, just never went anywhere with it. And it was a really strong passion of mine. And here's a little advice I'd like to give people is never give up on your passion. Like, never. Like me, I give up on my passion because I let a lot of old friends and just old memories just make a lot of photos turn really sour for me. So I just kind of got tired of looking at it and the idea of it and just kind of gave up. But I am getting back into it, and it's crazy how you kind of almost never forget. Like, it's been years. I can't remember the last time I actually used a DSLR, but I use my camera on my phone just because I have the Galaxy, the S20. Yes, S20. Dude, this camera has a 30 optical zoom on it. What the hell? Why? Like, why do you need that? I can zoom in so far with this phone, and the quality is insane. Like, it's like a DSLR. So I went out and I got a lighting kit and a little remote that I can use to take pictures and stuff. And I don't know. I don't do social media anymore, so I don't really have anywhere to post it. So I've just been collecting my own work. So who knows? I might publish it. But
as of right now, I have something for your little lighting kit.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I think that we should take like a portrait of ourselves and edit it and make it our like official podcast photo.
But can it be something like, if we do actual photos of ourselves, this needs to be like a photo. Like, this needs to be.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, we could look like the Men in Black if you wanted. Like, we like whatever.
Ooh, hold up.
Hold up.
And
we got a cover photo.
we can come out in like all gold.
Oh, yeah,
like some chains or something. We can come out, we can get like some fog lights and what the fuck, fog lights. We can get some fog screen fog, whatever the hell, however you say that word.
I don't even know what it is, but I'm excited.
Yeah, whatever the fuck it is, we can just get it all smoky. We get some LED lights. We can get some. We can make this look like a music video. We can make this look like, art. Like, we need it. The ideas, they're gonna come. We're gonna get this. I like that idea.
Yeah, the vibe check music video profile picture.
Hell yeah. Definitely for it. One of the things, like, and also with interest, like, I've decided myself as well, I want to get make myself more, like, if I were to get back into social media, I would definitely promote more of like my singing and probably like comedy/acting shit, just because I've never done that. And I've been told for years I have a really nice voice. I don't know if I don't sound like a drug addict right now, but I have a really nice voice when I sing. And people tell me I'm funny. I've always been told that I'm funny, but I feel like I'm one of those people that are just, I'm more funny like on the spot. Like, I've been told, yeah, like when I was younger I could do stand-up, but I think all kids think anyone can do stand-up if they just fucking, if they're like class clown or some shit. But who knows, I don't know. I got video ideas and shit I'd like to work on. Like I said, like, since I got this phone, like, it's got me a lot more confident with wanting to work with like video and photography shit. So I'm definitely about to have a lot of fun this summer working on different shit.
I feel the same way, because I feel like, I literally feel the exact same. Like, people are always like, you're just so funny, and I'm like, shit, I need to use this talent then if I'm so funny, you know what I mean? Like, let me see if other people like it, you know? Like, that's a big reason I like to like podcast too, because I'm like, I feel like sometimes people like listening to me, I don't know why, but I mean, they seem like they like it, so I just keep talking, and plus I like to talk.
Man, what would be like a dream, like, for like talking and shit? I would like to get into voice acting too. Voice acting is just so fun. Voice acting
would be so cool. But my voice is crazy. But I'm like, I bet I could try to do some other. I don't know. You have a lot of different voices that you can do.
I think I have some. Maybe.
That girl voice, that tripped me out.
What girl voice?
When you showed me like the girl voice like years ago, your girl voice.
My girl voice years ago. Oh my God, that sounds like some years ago shit. I don't remember that.
I was like shook. I was like, oh my gosh, you sound like a girl.
You sound like a girl. When I was a teenager,
sound like a whole other person.
I believe it, because I used to be able to sound like a baby. I used to do the baby cry. I remember that. I used to be able to cry like an actual baby. Like, if you were in another room and you heard the cry noise, like, you think that's a fucking like actual infant. What's your best? I want to hear some of your voice acting. What's let me see. We're from Tennessee, so we are around that Southern accent. I want to hear your best Southern accent. I don't think we in general talk with an accent, or so I don't think. I don't know. Hell, I who knows? Who fucking knows?
I feel like I do slightly. Like, I can hear it when I record a little bit. Like, I feel really? Like it's just slightly in me, like, slightly, and I hate it.
Well, let me hear your best, like, your strong, like just be animated about it. Like, it doesn't have to be serious. Like,
oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, I do not want to do this. Okay.
What?
All right.
Just do some stereotypical shit. Like,
okay.
Like say howdy y'all, welcome to Waffle House.
Howdy y'all, welcome to Waffle House.
Do you know how to do an Australian accent? Okay. Well, do you know how to do an Australian accent?
Oh my gosh, I don't know.
I haven't seen Wentworth in a while.
I can't. I don't think I can. Yeah, I'd have to watch some Wentworth, and then I think I could get it.
Dead ass.
Oh my gosh, you remember when I was watching a lot of Jersey Shore and I would do the Jersey accent?
Oh my god. That show, like, isn't it crazy how they have kids and people give a fuck?
I so give a fuck.
You're one of those people?
Oh my gosh, someone came into my job and they had on a Jersey Shore hoodie and I screamed. I was like, where did you get that hoodie? And she was like, I got it at the Jersey Shore. And I was like, oh my gosh. Like, she was like, they made it for me. And I was like, are you serious? Like, you got that made? She got it made by the dude. Like, the dude that's there. I forgot his name already. Danny? I think his name is Danny. Because he actually owns the shop they work at. And he's open all year round. And I guess, like, he'll let you tour, like, where they stayed at for, like, $5 or something. But you can also rent it for a night. But I was like, I need, like, people if I want to do that. And it's expensive. So I'm like, I don't know about that. I need, like, 10 people.
Right. It's like that. Do you think it'd be that expensive? Like, it you need is. That many people? Really?
I looked it up and I think it's, like, I don't know that it's over $1,000 a night, but it's,
you can fucking keep it. The fuck? Never.
It sleeps like 10 people. At least.
No, I couldn't even imagine. Man, even if I had that kind of money, I'm like, nah.
And I think it's right off the shore. I think that's a big reason for the price, and plus because it's the shore house. So I mean, it's so cool though, but I would definitely like actually go down there to see the boardwalk and stuff. Like, I just think it'd be cool.
That'd be nice.
I love Jersey Shore and I'd love to get like a hoodie made. That would be so cool. Like, hers looked like kind of like how the opening screen was, and it was just really cool. I don't know, I love Jersey Shore. Like, Pauly D is my favorite. I follow him on all social media platforms. But I don't know, I love it. And they, like, I like their little family thing. Like, it's kind of cute. Like, because they like grew up to be like pretty good people. And that's hard to find in celebrities.
Honestly, I was going to ask, because I've seen one episode, but I wasn't really paying too much attention. I will say that, like, yeah, they definitely have matured. Like, they definitely, like, the guys, I can't even think of their fucking names. They definitely give dad vibes now. But
yeah.
Do they all live? I don't think they all live in one location, or do they all, like, just
visit? I think they all live in different locations.
Okay, I was gonna say, that would be crazy if they decided to kind of, like, get a place and
just live together forever.
Dude, that's too many kids in one spot. Yeah, that's way too many kids in one spot, especially babies. Babies are so cute, but babies are weird.
But some of them got that in Italian blood, so they'd be all about the family.
Oh, yeah. And that would definitely be a very strong household, I'll say that. Yeah. Have some strong personalities in that household.
That's what I think is really cool though about it though. Like, they've been doing it for so long, like, they probably have really strong, you know, bonds with each other, bonds that they got to make in this life.
Oh yeah, of course. And then they've seen each other at their absolute horrific worst, like,
yeah. Been there for each other, and they talk outside of it too, so it's really cool. I just really like them, because I'm like, I don't know, aside from, like, I love reality TV, but them specifically, they're just, it's like they just are great. I don't know. I love it, and I love the tea.
What would you say is your favorite reality TV show right now?
Right now?
Yeah, Circle, right now. The Circle. Oh yeah.
I love it. I mean, I've already told you, because I'm obsessed with it. I think it's a cool concept, and it's just good, and Netflix just sucks you in. I feel like a lot of their shows just really suck me in. I'm really digging, like, the reality stuff they're putting out. It's so great. I don't know. I just feel like there hasn't been good reality TV in a while, so I'm living for it.
There haven't, but, like, was about to say Paramount, their reality TV section on their little streaming service, they have a lot of good shit from MTV.
Yeah, I like the old stuff too. I need to look on there. I think I'm gonna get me an account, because I remember we were talking about the Nickelodeon that's on there, and I'm like, yes, I need that. I already got Disney. I've got Cartoon Network is all on HBO Max, and I have that. So now I need Nickelodeon because I'm a child.
They have Beavis and Butthead on here.
Nice. I love Beavis and Butthead.
They have Celebrity Deathmatch. Didn't they bring that back?
Oh, they have that? I've heard that they did, or they were going to, something like that. Oh my gosh. I can't
wait. Yeah, Paramount's where it's at. I didn't really know that they made so much shit. Like, they own so much. Like, I did not know that. Like, produce so much. Oh, there's your Jersey Shore. Or Jersey Shore. Oh my, wow, I can't talk. Jersey Shore. Yeah.
Yeah, they have that on HBO.
Oh, HBO Max is the shit, too, especially with them.
Not HBO, Hulu. But yeah, HBO Max is dope.
Hell yeah. Have you seen the new King Kong movie?
No, I haven't.
Or the, what is it, Godzilla? Yeah, not, yeah, whatever.
Godzilla versus Kong?
Yeah, it's really good.
Is it on there?
HBO Max, I think it's still on there. The new Mortal Kombat movie is on there. We've seen that. That's really good, too. It's exactly what you would expect. I don't care what anyone gives fucking says about that movie. I don't know what, I've seen people, like, complain about it, and it's kind of upsetting because, one, I couldn't think of a cast, honestly, for Mortal Kombat because they have changed their style so much. It's been a franchise that doesn't seem like it. It keeps the character storylines, kind of, but it always gets mixed around. So there's never, like, a set in stone, like, look, really. So I couldn't say, like, I couldn't honestly give a cast. Like, I really couldn't. So people were complaining about the cast. People were complaining it wasn't bloody enough. Like, I don't know what the fuck. I don't know. It was pretty gory to me. I mean, yeah, it could have been gorier, of course. Of course, there could have been more gore, but I think it was about as good as it gets. I think the next one's going to be super good, though.
Interesting. I didn't know if I wanted to watch it or not, but I might. I might dabble, see what it's about.
It's all right. If you are familiar, are you familiar with Mortal Kombat?
I mean, I've seen, like, some of the games. Like, my dad had, like, a Sega Genesis, and he had, like, the old Mortal Kombat on there. So, like, I remember the characters through that. And then I remember the game that came out that was super gory. I kind of watched some gameplay of that, but that's about all my knowledge. Like, I know how they look, but I've never actually seen, like, the shows or movies or anything.
Well, you should get into it. It ain't that bad. It's definitely a good little watch.
It's a good little watch?
Good little watch.
All right. I'll check it out. I'll see what it's about. I got a lot of stuff I'm checking out because I watch a lot of TV.
That is one of your favorite interests.
It is. Right now I'm watching Arrested Development. I don't know why I haven't seen it sooner, but it's hilarious.
What is that about again? I think I remember you telling me about it.
They're like a family that basically, like, I think it's fine to give spoilers at this point because I know a lot of people who are probably listening have seen Arrested Development, so... If not, I'm about to spoil. But anyways, they're like a family that basically loses a lot to, like, their father doing some grimy shit and going to jail. He was just doing bad shit. And it's just really funny because they're like, I don't know, they're just, it's like a comedy. It's kind of like Schitt's Creek, but Schitt's Creek is pretty new. But yeah, basically their dad goes to jail for a bunch of shit and their business, like, going through some shit and they're dealing with legal troubles and they lost, like, some of their monies, I think. All that good jazz. But it's funny and it's got some really good actors in it, so I'm digging it.
And what's it on?
Netflix.
I might have to give that a look.
Yeah, it's good. It's got Michael Cera in it. Young Michael Cera.
When did the show come out?
I don't know. Maybe, like, early 2000s.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's an older show.
I don't know. I might not even look at that. Nope.
No, I'm, it's good.
Nah. See, I thought we was talking, like, maybe, like, 2015 or something. But early 2000, that era of fucking movies and TV shows is fucking, I don't know. It's unbearable. Bernie used to fucking watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and I used to get so angry.
It started in 2003 and went from 2006.
Oh, I mean, if it's still getting, you know, talked about now, who knows? It might be okay.
It's good. I love it.
I wish all these shows on Nickelodeon were worth a watch with fucking Dan Schneider attached to it, but I don't want to watch anything that he's made. Because he's a creep. It's so upsetting.
I didn't know about that.
You didn't hear about Dan Schneider, the Nickelodeon fucking kid freak. He's really creepy. Yes, he's very... Oh, man. Oh, my God. I could talk about him for the longest. Like, long story short about him, he's just... He's an ex Nickelodeon producer. He made Drake and Josh, iCarly, Zoe 101. The list, like, well, I think he did
Victorious.
Hangman. Yeah, Victorious. Like, he did so many fucking Nick shows. And it's really upsetting when you find out that, like, behind the scenes, how he, like, treated the kids and how he was, like, obsessed with their feet. And he made them, like, just do really weird things that involve feet. And he was just really creepy. And he used to have kid parties without the adults being there at his house. And it was just, oh my God. And he got away with all this shit and all this information is known. And I guess when it got too hot, like, Nickelodeon dropped him. But when they dropped him, they ended up, like, giving him, like, what, I think a couple million fucking dollars. So I'm just like, well, what was the point? You know, like, what's the point? Yeah. Like, you should just fired him if you were worried about having him attached to the brand and all that was getting out. Like, you didn't have to pay him off. But it's even more upsetting because I think potentially he can go and, you know, make more shows. But my thing is, with all that information out, you know, I hope that parents would be more aware and not, you know, willing to let their child be left alone with this man, or even present themselves to them, because he's just a creep. Like, he's not... It's fucking insane. And his wife. But you know what? That all that is a whole nother story. It's a simple, quick Google search and YouTube. And I promise you, you will find all the dirt on Dan Schneider. You will fucking hate him. And it really sucks because he has a lot of great shows that, you know, we all grew up watching. And it's just like, damn, yeah. I just feel like all these actors and actresses, you know, he had to see your feet. That's all I think about, is he had to see your feet, and you probably made you do something weird, like stick them in mashed potatoes or fucking walk around in high heels or something. Like, he's a fucking creep.
That's crazy. It's crazy. Like, a lot of the stuff coming out about a bunch of people, and it's just one of the sad truths that happens. And it really sucks.
Yeah, it really, really does. And it's even worse when, you know, you find out a lot of it is just money being involved. Like, God, to have money, you know? Like, man, that's insane.
It really is. On that sad note, I think it's a safe bet that we can just take a break after that. And we are back. So, we have a Gmail set up. I'm just going to bring it up now because it's on my mind. Our Gmail is going to be askvibecheck@gmail.com. askvibecheck@gmail.com. And we just want you to send, like, any questions or comments or letters or whatever you want to our email, so we can read them on the pod, give you advice, you know, whatever you want, you know, what do you have to say?
Yes, whatever you want to say, send it. Like, dead ass, we would love to get less listener letters. Use this as your diary if you want to. Just, hell, if, like, for example, if you want to be anonymous and even give someone a shout out, or give, like, send somebody some good vibes, or if you like to tell a situation where you want to tell somebody off, which would be even better in my opinion, because I'm about that juicy ass shit. So if you want to send that, that would be top tier grade. We're about it. So definitely use that email, askvibecheck@gmail.com, and we will probably read your shit here on the show.
Yeah, if you want to shout out Tommy, you know, like, happy anniversary, whatever. Know what I mean? Like, just send us everything. Send us all of the laundry.
Yeah, like, if you're worried about cheating on your spouse, you know, and you want to know how do you figure out how to leave, or if you're trying to figure out how to get into plants, or you want some information on Brittany's Animal Crossing shit, because she is an Animal Crossing guru. I mean, you know what's up? Hit us up.
We love it. We would love it. It'd be great. and we would appreciate it. And as we said, it can be completely anonymous. We won't say your name unless you request, or we'll just make up a name. We can just make up some crazy names.
Oh my God, I like the idea of making up the names, because we got some good ones. We can get some good ones.
We could have some juicy names up on here. You never know. Just give us that option. Use our Gmail. Hit us up. We also have the Insta. We got the Facebook. The Instagram is a bit long, so bear with us. The Instagram is the_vibe_check_podcast. That's just how it had to be. You know, I'm sorry. And Facebook should just be the Vibe Check Podcast. And I will get all those in the description of this, you know, wherever you're watching it from, you should be able to see it. And I'll put the, you know, Gmail in there too, so you can refer to that as well too. Take advantage, like our posts, follow us, we'll follow you back. Follow for a follow. Doing it live right here, hashtag follow for followers. I used to do that all the time. I'd be like, tags for follows.
That used to be the way back then, like when Instagram first came out, like that was definitely the way to get publicity on your account. Like, no lie, quick likes, follows and shit.
For real, it's so funny. It's just kind of cool. And like, I don't do it anymore, but I used to just look up a certain hashtag just to like see what people would post, just because. Oh,
the fuck, I do that shit now. You can go on Twitter is the best for that. Like, you go on Twitter and literally like search a sentence and see how many people have said it, or at least the words combined or around it. And yeah, I might be crazy, but I mean, shit, that's a quick way to get like information.
Yeah, I don't use Twitter as often as I feel like I should.
Oh, it's gotten so much better. It's gotten a lot better. I fuck with it.
I just need to purge my Twitter account and make a new one.
Yeah, I need to make one outside of porn. But other than that, it's great.
You heard it here first.
Yep.
Porn.
Yep. For sure.
I'm dead. But yeah, I just heard a lot of angsty teen stuff, you know, nothing great. I'm just gonna purge that, pretend it didn't exist, and then move on to the next one. Make a grown-up Twitter.
Make a grown-up Twitter.
Mm-hmm. May as well. Maybe we should make a Twitter for the pod.
I'll be down. Yeah,
people,
I'm definitely.
People have podcast Twitters?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. You know, I didn't know. You know, I'm new to this tweet thing. I just
thought
Trump used it a lot.
Okay, no. Oh my God. Yo, okay, speaking of him, okay, first off, let's just get something straight. I don't want to ever discuss this man like this, but I have to say this about him. Have you seen that he has his own social media platform?
Are you serious?
Yes, and he is the only person that can use it and post on it, and no one else is allowed to like or comment on it. It's basically like just a fucking a Twitter feed for him, and I don't understand the purpose of it. I don't understand if, I mean, we can't tell on the outside if anyone's fucking paying attention to this, unless people are screenshotting it, of course, but it's insane, and I think you gotta pay for it. I think you gotta like sign up for a membership and shit, but it's stupid because it's literally just him. It's just him.
That's crazy.
Just him. Just Trump.
So you have to pay to like follow him.
Yeah, essentially. It's fucking stupid. You can pay monthly, or you can do like a, what is it, like an annual base. Just pay it a long fucking sum. It's stupid. It's so stupid. I don't know why.
That's crazy.
Man, anyway, enough of that. We were just talking about Twitter, and as you said, you combine that, him with Twitter. So yes, definitely get yourself a Twitter, especially with social media. I use it, like, it's like I said, you know what I use it for, but definitely like for like up-to-date real shit. I like it definitely for kind of like how Snapchat is. I like Snapchat's global feature where you can see people's snaps from around the world. That's a great way to see some like actual real shit, in person shit. And that's how I feel it's like with Twitter, except it's just with text. And so I don't know. It's a cool little spot. Better than what it was when I was in high school and I was using it as a stan fan base thing with Lady Gaga and was cyberbullying people. And yeah, it was fucking a trash time. But yeah.
Yeah. I just like would just write random stuff that now I use my Tumblr for. So Twitter was not it for me. But I think now, being a different person, not really, but now that I have somewhere else where I know, like, now that I know how to use social media, I'll just put it that way. Maybe I should just get me a little Twitter. Start tweeting. Start tweeting the fans.
Definitely, because it's great to engage with people on there as well.
Yeah, and like I did download it, and I've been getting people's like tweets and stuff. I follow, of course, all the Jersey Shore people.
Oh God,
Snooki posts a lot. Like, I am still following Jeffree Star right now. I don't know why, but that's a lot of tweets too. You know, sometimes I just want to know the tea.
The tea on what? Fuck.
No, I just like drama.
Whatever. I can't
like to just listen to the drama for a minute. And then, but I haven't really been into that for a while. Like since the shit, I really haven't.
I feel you.
I don't know. That's really all that I follow on Twitter, aside from like everybody's old account from back in the day. I don't even know. I think I might follow Drake if Drake has a Twitter.
I think he does.
I mean, I follow him on Instagram. Everyone does.
Whatever.
He does, like, I'll be going to, like, random people's, like, recently I was looking at, like, the people from the circle, like, I've been following them. I would, like, look in our mutuals, and Drake is always a mutual. Like, I mean, I'm like, they know what's up. I'm always seeing him in the mutuals, you know? That's all I'm saying.
Are you going to go see him on any of these concerts that are supposed to be popping up? Have you seen, like, the concerts and shit, like, the lineups?
I have not, but I would really like to. Especially Drake. I want to see Drake. I want to see The Weeknd. If Joji does a tour, I'd love to see Joji. Harry Styles. Oh my gosh. I want to see them all. Those four specifically, I would love to see. And I know The Weeknd's supposed to go on tour, I think, next year.
Man, let me tell you. Abel posted them tour dates before I even knew they were, like, real deal opening shit back up. I was really confused. I was just like, this man is acting like he's really about to start touring next year. And what do you know? A bunch of fucking people started posting, like, tour dates and shit. I'm just like, damn, we really opened it back up, aren't we? It's just like, we really here.
We should go to that concert.
Oh, man. I would love to go. I'd be very fucking paranoid, but I mean, you know what? I'd go.
It's worth it for Abel.
Yeah, Abel the homie. That's... Do you not hear what we're calling him? It's his name. Who's The Weeknd?
We talk about him first name basis.
Yeah, that's our homie. Like, we used to kick it, so.
It makes me so mad because this last Super Bowl, you know, Abel performed the Super Bowl. And a lot of people, like, gave him hate. And, like, a lot of people have been giving his new album hate because they're like, he looks fucked up. Like, why does he look like that? And I'm like, that's his vibe for this album. Like, have you not seen the music videos? Like, that's just the vibe of the album. Like,
that's not only that, it's The Weeknd. It's his fucking vibe in general. It's his goddamn essence. Like,
it is. Where were, like, you during the trilogy? Favorite. Like,
yeah, like,
like, this new album, I'm like, I can't tell you a song I don't like. He's only just gotten better and better. And, like, that Super Bowl performance gave me fucking life. And to see people, like, complaining, like, why did he do it? Who's The Weeknd? Like, what? Blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm like, you guys don't know good music.
Bullshit.
The Weeknd, he was out there. He was, and it was wonderful, and I loved it, and I lived for it, and I had a great time while I was eating some beans, because I barbecued, and I made these bomb beans.
Go ahead, beans. Come through.
Yep, I love barbecue beans, and I learned how to make the good beans, like, with the meat, and the barbecue, and the brown sugar. Like, I learned how to make that, and
come on, specialty beans. That's what I'm talking about.
It's so good. Like, I make so much of it that I can, like, freeze a half portion and eat the beans, like, the next week.
Like, that's great.
But sometimes they don't last that long because I love beans. I don't know why. They're just so good. I've never met a bean I don't like.
No discrimination over here.
No, I love them. You know, they're good. I don't know. I like them. I like that weird little shell that they're in, and then it's all, like, squishy on the inside, you know? Beans.
Man, I hope there's a sponsorship for that, because
yeah, I'm like, Bush's baked beans, pork and beans, lima beans. I don't know who owns you, but hey, Equate at Walmart beans.
Oh, like, even great value beans.
For real, put me on. I'll talk about some beans, some refried beans. I love refried beans. I put refried beans in my tacos.
It turns into
a burrito, but I mean, I put it in there because I like the beans.
Beans in a taco.
For real, I love beans. I love beans and everything. That's usually why I only eat burritos, because they got the beans. And sometimes they don't got the beans, and it makes me a little sad. You know, it's still good, but I love beans.
I believe you.
People can roast me if they want about the beans, but I love the beans and I'm gonna live my truth. I know a lot of people got problem with beans, but not me. I recently started trying to eat nuts, like peanuts, and I don't really like peanuts. I have to eat them covered in chocolate.
What? Oh, why am I sounding fucking new to life? Yeah.
Nuts. Like, I don't like the texture of them.
I was actually thinking of like a chocolate covered like peanut.
Yeah.
I've never had that or even thought of that.
I got these chocolate covered pecans recently and I had to stop because I bought 2 containers and went through them like really quick because they were so good. They were so good. And I like pecans because they're not as, I don't know, the texture is a bit different because I feel like they're a bit lighter almost.
Cashews and almonds are really good, but almonds are dangerous.
Why are they dangerous?
They're not dangerous. They're just really, apparently they're like really hard to make. Like it's killing the environment or some shit or something about almonds. I don't know if
that's. Oh my gosh. I was so like, spoiler alert, I was watching The Good Place. And if you haven't seen The Good Place, then turn this off right now. Well, actually, that's not really much of a spoiler. But anyways, there was like a comment in there that was saying that they thought that they were a bad person because they drink almond milk and almond milk's really bad to make. But I'm like, I love almond milk. I want almond milk in everything. So I'm like, what's wrong? Why? Why are the nuts killing the environment? Like, I need to know. I would love to actually know. What's going on with the nuts?
Yeah, I haven't seen the actual science behind it, but I'm super interested in it. Because I know, like, a lot of it, like, almonds is one of the main things. Like you said, with almond milk. Just to make it, it's, like, it's hurting the environment. But I'm just like, what's bad about nuts? Like, I don't know. There might be a shortage, or maybe they're just, it takes a lot to, like, make them. Like, the materials to process the nut. I don't know.
Well, if anyone's listening and knows why almond, like, we can probably look this up, but this would be funner or more fun. I probably said that wrong. Whatever. Grammar's not my thing. So anyways, if you know why the almond milk or the almonds is causing a fuss about the environment, let us know in our Gmail, askvibecheck.com. We'd love to know. Right. Like, let us know, please, because I would love to know, but I really like almond milk. But oat milk is pretty good, and I do enjoy coconut milk. I know some people don't, but I like coconut. The texture, not so much, but the taste of coconut, I love.
I love coconut rum.
Yeah, coconut rum's good.
Hey.
I like to mix it with juice.
I don't mix anything, any liquors or alcohol. I drink all of them straight from the bottle. Like, I don't know why. Dude,
well,
I
not swear all to God. Of us can be G's.
I don't think it has anything to be with G's. I think it's just because I used to go to a lot of house parties when I was younger, like when I was a teenager. That's where I got all that drinking shit from. I didn't do any chasers, and it didn't get any better when I got older.
Damn.
I don't know. Like, I just don't like mixing drinks. I mean, unless I like, if I'm at a bar or a restaurant and a mixed drink is like offered, then yeah, I'll go for it. But other than that, I'm straight or just shots. Like, that's how you drink over here.
No, I'm bougie. I need to mix my drink. I need a chaser. At least water. Boy. And water is still, I'm miserable. I want a chaser at all times. I would much prefer to have a mixed drink because I'm not the biggest fan of shots unless I'm trying to get drunk really quick or I'm playing a game or something. Or if I'm having a good time. But like, I'm kind of a wino. You know, like, I like to drink wine.
I'm a bitch on wine. I can't do it. I'll throw up as soon as I drink it. What I would like for us to do, if you're down for it, Brittany, ending off like the very last bit of the podcast with good vibes. And what I mean by that is kind of similar to what I was speaking on earlier with you guys at home or whoever's listening, sending us your emails. But Brittany and I feel like we should share either good vibes as in telling little short stories, like what, you know, like if you saw something that made you happy or something made you happy today. Earlier this week or whatever, you know, just share it. And that way we can always end the podcast on a positive note, guaranteed.
Oh, okay. That's really cute. That's a cute little idea.
Yeah, here I am being cute. It's me. What's good?
Nice. I'm trying to think of something good that happened to me this week. Oh, you know what? I actually had a great morning, which is rare for me. I was almost dreading it because my bug guy that sprays my house was coming at 9 a.m. And I was like, I'm tired. You know, I go to sleep late, but it was okay. I got up. He was here actually when my alarm clock went off at 8:30 and I was like, it's okay. So I had him spray the house and then I actually went and got me some breakfast and I came back and I did my makeup and I had a great transition into my day before work. And it was actually really great because when I start the morning off like that, the rest of the day, just even if it's like kind of bad, it still is like really good. So I was able to do my makeup, and I haven't done that for work in like a while, since last year. So
like, you had enough time to do everything you wanted.
It was an accomplishment. Yes. I loved it. What about you?
Let me see. The good vibes I like to end off with, I'd say, I'm going to talk about my plants again. Okay. No, deadass. Hell yeah, plant daddy. I don't give a fuck. Like, real deal, I'm sending off good vibes with them because there's a lot of new growth. And new growth I never used to be able to do with plants. And I'm just saying, I got new growth on almost every single plant in this bitch. And that is something to be very happy and ecstatic about. That means I'm doing my part. They're doing their part. And we chilling. I get to get up every morning. It's kind of like you, like, with your mornings. Like, I try to make every morning good, like, honestly. And pretty much, it's like a routine for me. The first thing I do every morning is come into the dining room and the living room. I open the blinds, and I check my Google Calendar and look and see what plants need to be watered, what needs to be done, what needs to be propagated or watered, you know, changed out in that. I've been on top of this shit for a while, so I'm very happy about that. So, good vibes on new growth. So,
boom, nice. Boom.
Hell yeah.
I know the plant lovers will love that. I'm happy for you too.
Hell yeah. Thank you.
Well, I guess that's a really good place to end it then. We got positive notes. We got good vibes. We hope that you all have good vibes for the rest of your week. And thank you for listening to us. Thanks for your support. Hopefully you follow us through this journey.
Yes, please. And thank you.
Yes, we would love it. We'll just, you know, we just be vibing. So we'll be back next week. We're going to try to post every week.
Every week.
The vibes.
Yes, definitely. And it's going to be even better because I'll have a lot more shit to talk about a week's worth, you know. So, right. It'll be a lot better. Like, oh, man. I'm honestly kind of anticipating this week. So we will see next podcast.
We will. And everybody, just keep your heads up. Keep the vibes good. And we'll see you guys next time.
We'll see you.